Every week when we do the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, it's amazing how fast the time goes by. You know how it is, though, when you're with good friends and you're talking and carrying on and you're, you know, answering a few questions, things do fly right on by. But we have enough time left for a simple solution. What do you have, Joe?
Okay, Danny, if you store bicycles in a garage, as many of us do, here's a quick tip for storing them so they're not always in the way and not falling over into the car. And what you're going to use are two closet rod brackets, which you can get at any home center store. These are the typical brackets. They're sort of L-shaped, and they have a little hook on the end that you put the closet rod in ordinarily. What you do is you screw them to the wall of the garage up high enough that the bike will be suspended, so the tires will be off the garage floor. And you just adjust these brackets so that you can rest the bar, ordinarily is a horizontal or angled bar, across the bike frame, and you just rest it on there. It's as simple as that. And if you're afraid of the little metal hooks on this bracket scratching up your bike, another tip is to take an old inner tube and you cut two little sections of it and you just pull them onto the hooks, and that'll just cushion them, keep it from scratching it. And of course, the other great thing is it has that flat back that you ordinarily put a shelf on. Well, you can cut a small 1x8 or 1x10 and put it on there. So you wind up with a shelf. You can put your helmet and your gloves and, you know, some of your riding gear. So that's a great way to keep the bike up off the ground and secure it so it's not falling over into your car.
That's a good one. I've done that one in a number of different garages to really provide that space. Because that's the first thing you do when you're trying to organize a garage. You're trying to clear up the floor right, as much as possible. And if you have several bicycles, it can be quite a problem like that. So that works really, really well. And you can find out more about that simple solution and almost 500 more by going to todayshomeowner.com/simple solution. Now, Dennis, you would think that with when, you know, Joe has done almost 500 simple solutions, he'd be kind of getting the hang of this, wouldn't he?
I think he's getting very good at it, in spite of the fact that, you know, most of these come from, you know, the library or Google, or, you know, he doesn't really invent.
I share a lot of them with him.
Danny,
I kind of leak
it. I think the second 500 are going to start becoming really good. It's that second 500 where I'm going to hit my
score. No, I've used these things since I started listening to the show, even before I came to work here. And the first one I did was the simple solution where you take the giant jug of hand soap, put it under your kitchen sink.
Oh, yeah.
And do that. That's been one of my favorite things.
Yeah, I know.
Change it maybe once a year.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
That's the way to go. But what I do, I don't have that in my bathroom. I have a container with the pump soap, and my wife has one. Well, my wife doesn't use it as much as I do. And so when mine goes out, I just put it over there and bring them over here. And she knows it every time. And she knows it every – and the next time I come in, there's this jug of soap sitting there. So
yeah, right.
So,
well, it's great for the kitchen in particular because the kitchen soap dispenser you use much more often. So you don't have to refill it so frequently if you use a big jug.
Exactly.
Over there, yeah.